Now, a paper I've been looking at this week is by Christopher Webster from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, also in California. And he's been reporting on the latest observations from the Curiosity rover, which you may remember landed on the Martian surface back last summer in August 2012. And over the past year, it's not just been rolling around Mars's surface taking pictures of stuff. It's also been sniffing the air around it and trying to get a profile of what the Martian atmosphere is made of and what gases are present there. Now, we've known for probably about a century that most of the gas in Mars's atmosphere is carbon dioxide, but there's been a lot of debate about what gases might be there in trace quantities. And there's been a lot of interesting debate in the last decade or so about a particular gas, methane. And what was interesting was that certain ground-based telescopes and also spacecraft in orbit around Mars have suggested that there's quite a lot of methane in Mars's atmosphere, in particular in plumes above particular geographic regions on Mars. Now, on the Earth, we have quite a bit of methane in our atmosphere, and that comes mostly from biological rather than geological processes. About 90% of the methane in our atmosphere basically comes from rotting organic matter.
So people were quite heartened when they saw this methane, thinking, does this have some kind of biological origin?
Yes, I mean, the really exciting question that everyone wants to know is there microbial life beneath Mars's surface? We're pretty sure there aren't microbes on its surface, but further down, those microbes might be protected from the quite harsh environment on its surface, and they might thrive down there, and they might produce methane. That might be this methane we're seeing. So obviously the fact that Curiosity hasn't seen methane there is a bit of a disappointment in some ways, but it does actually, I think, explain this puzzle that we've had in the last 10 years, because this methane really hasn't made sense. Methane hangs around for hundreds of years, and to see these plumes coming out of geographic regions, you'd assume we'd have an accumulation of centuries worth of methane in the atmosphere. You'd expect it to have quite a thick methane atmosphere if these plumes have been coming out for centuries.
So it might be a silly question, but is Curiosity perched where these plumes are?
That's a very good question. It's not perched where these plumes were seen coming out, but we have models of the weather on Mars, and we know that if these plumes were coming out over the period of a few years, those would mix all around the globe of Mars, and you'd expect to see it wherever you were on the Martian surface.
So why did previous recordings suggest those plumes were there then? What was fooling the instruments, or why were they concluding that it was there if it's not?
I think that's the big outstanding question. I was looking into this earlier in the week, and I don't think anyone's got an answer to that yet. Something was clearly being seen. It was looking like methane. It seems it wasn't methane. So now the big question is, what were those spacecraft seeing?
How do they know Curiosity's right?
I think Curiosity is probably the most reliable measurement we have, just because it's there on the surface, it's sniffing the gas, it's got a very modern spectroscope it's using to determine that composition. So probably Curiosity is right. The question is, what's been tricking the other spacecraft?
And there we'll have to leave it. We'll back down on Earth, and thank you, Dominic.